is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night show. And tonight it's Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And we're so glad to be with you. Free Talk Live is on 7 nights a week, and it's a show where you can call and take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that's on your mind at 855-450-FREE or on Skype, lrn.fm. We do have archives of the show available for you very shortly after the show ends every single day. So, you know, you can get those at archives.freetalklive.com. We also have a SoundCloud page at soundcloud.com/freetalklive. All one word. And you can also find the last week's worth of the show up at the top of the page on freetalklive.com. So lots of different ways to get the podcast and the archives of the show. Or you can just tune in every night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time on your favorite method, which you can find a lot of them at listen.freetalklive.com. Okay, we do actually, starting off the second hour of the show here, we do actually have a call on the line. This person has been waiting patiently listening in Knoxville, Tennessee. And what's your name? Is this Melody?
No, it's Mama Allie.
Oh, Mama Allie. Hi. Nice to have you on the show. Welcome to Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
How's everybody doing? Well, before I get started, sweetie, I've been in a really bad car wreck, flipped my car off the side of the mountain, and my phone was in my car. And can I get the number to the listen line real fast?
I'm going to have to look that up, but I'll get it to you by the end of your call.
I do have it actually here. So the listen line, for people who aren't familiar, is actually a way that you can call a phone number and listen to Free Talk Live from your phone. And if you want to listen to Free Talk Live, that the number would be 213-493-0308. And if you want to listen to the Liberty Radio Network, which has other shows on it too, it's the same number, 213-493-0309. So it's just the last number is one digit difference. And you can find that on freetalklive.com. I'm sorry to hear about the car wreck, Mama Allie. That sounds pretty difficult.
Yeah, it was pretty intense. Broke both my hips and shattered my arm. So it's going to be a good recovery.
You're lucky to be alive.
I'm sorry. When did this happen?
It happened on August the 3rd. I was flipped my car off the ravine into the water and was in my car for 13 hours before they found me.
Oh, wow.
It was pretty bad, but I'm still here.
I'll say.
I'm doing everything I'm always doing, you know, just fighting this recovery. You know, I wanted to call tonight to talk to you guys about some things I've been really looking at online and about how the Rastafarian religion is really doing some big things as far as protecting people who decide to heal themselves naturally and not use big pharma to lean on. And, you know, I know you guys have had some really good cases, too, that I know of in New Hampshire where the Rastafarian religion has turned some cases over and let some people go that were growing marijuana and what have you. There's also a case where a guy, I believe it's either Minnesota or Montana. Sorry, my memory's a little fuzzy right now, but he also got that he cannot have UAs during his probation for marijuana because he's Rastafarian. And I want to let people know exactly how easy it is to be Rastafarian. You can go online to the Universal Life Church. You can get ordained for free. They'll send you the packet. You only have to have 3 people, a minister, a secretary, and a treasurer, to start your own Rastafarian church, and you can start protecting yourself.
So you can become a church, and then it'll be, you know, they'll leave you alone for growing marijuana.
I don't know that they will leave you alone. I do believe we're still going to get arrested for quite a while, but, I mean, once we get arrested, we'll go to court, and then we will win in court.
There was another case in New Hampshire recently where
she's talking about.
Oh, okay, right. So, there was a jury trial.
Yes.
But, Mama Allie.
You know, they're cracking the wall right now, you know. You know, Mark's talking about being tired of fighting, and you have to look at the force that we're fighting. We're fighting the United States government. It is the most powerful force in the world. Do not be fooled. You know, so being tired of fighting is very, very much where a lot of people are at, and that's where I'm at, you know. That I'm to the point where we're finding the ways around. We're finding the ways to be happy within. You know what I mean? And the ways around are other ways to be happy. We watch them closer than they watch us. Every time we deal with them, we learn from them. We learn how to be smarter than them every single time they touch us. And that's the way to be happy. You know, not being paranoid of when the cops are coming and this, that, and the other. That's just going to make us not free. You know what I mean? It's not, you know.
I'm with you. As far as marijuana goes, though, I just wish, like, you know, I want everybody to be left alone. Far be it from me to put someone in jail for gardening or having an unapproved plant, you know. I don't want to do that. But, like, why should you have to be religious? I mean, like, why should religion have to be, like, the requirement to be left alone, you know?
And you are right. However, you have to, it's just like having a weapon. You have to have the proper weapon because we are at war, baby. You know what I mean? Do not be fooled. This is a war. It's us against them. And if we don't have the right weapons, and intelligence is our weapon right now, just like cameras are our weapons. You know, I changed the city of Savannah forever. You know, I had boys in the streets this St. Patrick's Day for Savannah. They pulled out cameras this year, and the cops were like, camera, 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 and everybody stood still. You know what I mean? Whereas when I pulled out a camera, I got jumped and got my ass beat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, you have to have the proper weapons. We can't shoot back at them. That's not a viable way to fight them. They will whoop our heads. You know what I mean? We have to use intelligence to fight them. That is the only way. We have to find the ways around. And you're right. We shouldn't have to use religion. However, the fact that it is there and that we can use it, we should. You know what I mean? And hopefully there will be a day when we don't have to anymore. And then it will be free. You know what I mean? But right now is not that time. You know what I mean? It's just not. You know, and you have to be smart about what you're doing. And I want people to know there is a way. Let's go around. You know what I mean? And when there's enough of us going around, you know, it'll create a bigger tunnel and a bigger path, and people will get more comfortable in their freedom. And then that will become the way. You know what I mean? It won't be the way around anymore.
Mama Allie, one thing we've done is if you go to church.shiresociety.org, you can see the church that we started.
Sweet. I would definitely check that out.
It's, you know, it's a similar idea.
Yeah.
For sure.
Mama Allie,
there's a lot of people, you guys are up north, you know what I mean? So you guys don't understand how it is down in the Bible Belt, down in the South a lot, you know what I mean? But the church.
I have some idea.
People listen when it comes to the church, you know what I mean? They back off. I mean, the schools are completely different, you know what I mean? I've fought over homeschooling in my daughter. You guys know the wars that we fight over keeping our kids out of the schools and away from everything that public school is, you know? And
yeah,
like down south where the churches are big, they don't even play. You don't even have to have, like, injustices. When I brought Justice back home, she wanted to go to public school for 1 year to meet people in her new community, which was fair enough trade. So I let her go in, but I wasn't giving her all those vaccinations and all that crap. They don't even make you sign a paper in the schools in Tennessee anymore. All you have to do is vocally tell the nurse in person that for religious reasons your child is exempt from inoculations, and they will put it in their records and stand down. They are not playing with the churches down south, and we need to use that. We need to use every intelligent avenue that we have to continue to make the cracks and break the wall.
I absolutely agree that you've got to find the paths where one can find them.
Now, I see where you're coming from, and thanks for calling in tonight. I hope you feel better from that car wreck. I appreciate your thoughts tonight, Mama Allie.
And, you know, when you're lying up like that, you get a lot of time to think, so I hope to hear from Mama Allie soon.
Well, now, I mean, I
shouldn't have said we started a church, because it makes it sound like you and Brian are involved.
Oh, no, I am not involved in any way in this church.
Shire,
and actually, I mean, you know, like, I see that argument for sure. Like, it's kind of similar, the become a Rastafarian thing and the become a church and then you won't have to pay property taxes. But, you know, and I see that and I want it to work. Like, I want everybody to be free from that stuff. Believe me, I wish it just wasn't an issue and you could opt out if you wanted to.
Me too, but wishing doesn't get us there.
Right, but neither does necessarily going along and playing the game. I mean, for example, there's another free stater who purchased a church, and the state, and by all inclinations, this is a church. Like,
yeah,
it's a building.
It's got a pointy thing on the top of
its
roof.
Like a church. He's been holding Sunday worship services every week, which I don't go to because I'm an
Mama
atheist.
Allie did point this out, and this is important, is that one has to learn from the mistakes that were made, and he made some mistakes in filing paperwork initially.
But, okay, so what's the point of going through all this work if they could just say, oh, well, you forgot to file this one paper, so we're gonna say you owe property taxes. I mean, it seems like you could potentially spend a lot of time and energy trying to fulfill all the preconditions that the state sets out, only to have them deny you for some arbitrary reason.
Don't worry, they'll deny you if you don't do it, too.
Right, but then you've saved your time, at least.
Maybe.
And you don't have to sacrifice your integrity. I mean, to me, being part of a church would not be something I'm comfortable
with. Our church welcomes atheists.
see you later. I'm not being a part of it. Anyway, Free Talk Live.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-924-6929. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on. Because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-924-6929. That's 1-800-924-6929.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And me, Mark.
Me, Mark. He's back. We like me, Mark. Anyway, Free Talk Live is a show where you can call and bring up anything that's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. It's our phone number here on the show. And you can also call on Skype at LRN.FM. And hey, check out our website, freetalklive.com. There's some cool stuff there, including the studio cam. So if you want to watch us doing the show, you can look at us at cam.freetalklive.com. There's also a chat room there where you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners, all at cam.freetalklive.com.
So I've been telling people about this stock that I've got into. And one thing that separates a stock from other investments, all investments have risk, and you need to know that before you get in. But one thing that separates a stock is that it's a piece of a company, and a company is individuals trying to drive forward. They're trying to create something new. You've got people working for you when you own a stock. And FNRG, which is the symbol for Force Field Energy, they've got a great management team over there, like CEO David Natan, and he's run five publicly traded companies, including a company called Pharmanet in the past. When he was CEO of Pharmanet, he was at CEO for 3 years. The stock price went from $9 a share to $63 a share. It'd
That's
be really
good.
Awesome to tuple your money if you get into this stock. I'm not suggesting that that's what's going to happen necessarily, but I'm hoping that's what's going to happen with Force Field Energy. So anyway, they've got a great management team over there. It's not just David, but they've got Jason Williams and Richard St. Julian, all of whom I've had special interactions with Richard and David. And I trust this company. I believe it's going to move forward, and I've bought into it. You may want to, too. It's a great opportunity, and I'm going to tell you more about it as time goes by. It's forcefieldenergy.com. The ticker symbol is FNRG. It's available on the OTCQB exchange. And there's also a private placement option. Anybody can go buy the stock with FNRG. But at the private placement, if you go there to forcefieldenergy.com, you click on the contact us, you can get, instead of $5.20 a share, $4 a share, and if you have to keep it for 6 months, it could be worth significantly more in 6 months. So it's a really great option. At the end of that 6 months, there's a warrant, too, so you can get it again at $4. If it's, you know, at $10, you can still get it at $4. It's a great deal, and that's why I'm excited about this this private placement option.
Yeah, anytime a company does a private placement option, that's a lot of confidence in themselves, which is good because a lot of times people just want to go IPO just to, like, get banks buying out the shares because that's really who starts to, you know, buy into them. And you're just buying from the bank, essentially. And so when you have that private placement option, I mean, I just think it's a fantastic thing to get into. You always get a good deal, and again, the price stays pretty stable. It's just anytime a company does that, it's a great option.
To show the confidence that this management team has, they're taking their salary in largely in stock.
Right.
So these guys need this stock to go up, too. That's why I'm so excited about this, and it's my recommendation. You know, I'm not the greatest expert in the world, but, man, for some reason or another, I've been kind of lucky, and Brian, you have too. So,
yeah, I've got some experience, and it sounds like a great deal.
FNRG.
All right, 855-450-FREE is our number here on Free Talk Live. Liz is on the line listening in Portage, Michigan. Hey, Liz, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
I'm concerned about the young woman going to prison for having interaction with the younger person.
Could you give a recap of that? Is that something that was talked about on the show last night?
No, I have it on the radio right now.
Huh. I wonder why you're hearing that, but we'd love to talk to you about it. So the story is that there's a young woman in Florida who she's now 19 years old, but when she met her girlfriend, they were 13 and 17. They were on the basketball team together, and I think going to the same high school. One's a senior, one's a freshman. And they, you know, ended up dating. They did whatever they did, and the older one got arrested for lewd and lascivious acts, and they were supposed to stay away from each other. Turns out they didn't stay away from each other, and there were 20,000 text messages that were sent and maybe some surreptitious meetings, and then, you know, the girls are in love.
Yeah.
Well, who's representing this young woman in court? Did anybody
hope a lawyer
talk to her?
Talk to her about the wisdom of seeing the other gal?
Yes, somebody should have represented her in court.
I should hope so.
But I haven't heard anything about that. I've been listening for a couple of days, and I haven't heard anything at all. At one time, homosexuality or being a lesbian was in the DSM. That's a manual for psychiatry. And they,
oh, yes, the big book of crazy.
Yeah, and they eliminated that because it's not a mental illness. It's something that people are born with.
Amen.
Then also in the last election, there was a woman whose husband was giving counseling to eliminate homosexuality, and I just thought that was kind of...
Oh, yeah, Michelle Bachman. Her husband, yeah. Marcus Bachman, which, by the way, for a supposedly straight man, he has the queerest voice I've ever heard. you know, he had this ex-gay clinic, so-called, where he claimed to cure people of the gay. Pray the gay away, if you will, which, you know, it's really sad. You know, a lot of people make fun of it, but to me, I feel really sad when I see that because, you know, fundamentally it's about, you know, not helping people accept themselves for who they are, but
right.
Try to just beat themselves up and repress themselves over something that they can't help.
I know. I just don't understand that whole process in court, and I think this judge was wrong.
Yeah. Thank you, Liz, for your thoughts tonight. I appreciate you calling in. And 855-450-FREE is our number here on Free Talk Live. We do have another call on the line, Mark. You look like you had something to say about ex-gay.
No. The reason I'm sitting up is because my back was bothering me. But,
okay. Nonverbal communication here on the radio.
I don't have anything particularly nice to say about the Pray the Gay the Way away clinics. I think that it can be very damaging to some people, and other people will just ignore it, and then some people will try very hard not to be gay. I think people should be free to do what they want in their own lives, but I think you're going to be happiest by being what you are.
If there are any ladies out there who would like to be cured of their heterosexuality, you know, you can give me a call. Andy is on the line, and I don't know where Andy is calling from, but I'm going to bring you on. Welcome to the show, Andy.
Hello. Good evening.
Hi. What's on your mind tonight on Free Talk Live?
All right. Well, first off, I want to tell the pizza guy with regards to his house, I want to give him a big ganbatte kudasai, and he'll understand what that means. have you guys seen these videos of General Alexander, who's the head of the NSA? He gave the keynote speech at DEF CON last year, and he gave the keynote speech at the Black Hat Conference this year.
Right.
Yeah, and it's very interesting to watch these two videos. There is a stark contrast. The DEF CON speech last year, he was kind of welcomed in, and he was, doing, I don't know, have any of y'all been in the military?
I have.
Brian has.
And, like, you ever talk to a general, they have a certain way of, you know, sort of that college football coach, attaboy sort of attitude. Yeah, and at the DEF CON conference, he was doing that.
Well, I want to hear more about the contrast, Andy. Hang on the line, if you would. This is Free Talk Live,
okay.
And there's more coming up. Stay tuned on the Sunday show, 855-450-FREE.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo, And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition. It's me, Stephanie, here with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And you can call us at 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. We do have a call on Skype right now, so I'm going to ask you to, if you were planning on calling on Skype, you can call us later at lrn.fm on Skype, and we'll talk to Andy here in just a moment.
And if you're looking for precious metals, the way to go is gold.freetalklive.com. Gold.freetalklive.com. We have some gold and silver pieces you can go and look at right now that are available at gold.freetalklive.com. And we also have special pieces that if you call in the telephone number that's there, you can find out about. 877-857-9938 is the number. And we have all different kinds of metals besides silver and gold. Now, I happen to be a big fan of the survival bag of 1,000 mercury dimes, because I like the idea of doing business in silver and solid money and being able to, therefore, not use Federal Reserve notes.
Yeah, silver's on the move again. I mean, it was down around $20 for a while, and now it's like at 25, 24.
Yeah, it's always nice to see it go upward. I like that. So, sure. Anyway, there you go. Gold.freetalklive.com.
All right. Let's talk to Andy again. He's calling in on Skype. Hey, Andy, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Hey. So we were talking about General Alexander, right?
Yes.
Now, this is the guy who spoke at DEF CON and
the head of the NSA, right? Or FBI? What agency is he part of?
NSA.
He's the head of the NSA, actually.
Okay. Gotcha.
Right. So he's the nation's biggest cyber warrior, and if you like read Wired or something, there's an awful lot written about the guy. So anyway, at the DEF CON last in 2012, he was, sort of doing this football coach thing and trying to tell the hackers, you know, how much the NSA and the data security community were, really friends, and they had the same goals, and they all worked together, and he was, you know, real relaxed, and he was out of uniform, wearing blue jeans, and like doting on this 16-year-old girl who had won a game of Capture the Flag, and, you know, just a real positive sort of message. This is in contrast to the Black Hat Conference this year, and this happened maybe 6 weeks ago or so.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
And yeah, and his speech at the Black Hat Conference, he was in uniform, and it was very somber, and he could tell he was not among friends at this Black Hat Conference. And the major thesis of the Black Hat speech was, we didn't prevent 9/11, and that's what we're doing now. And he kept kind of hammering back on that.
Yeah. It's interesting to point out that the reason he didn't speak at DEF CON this year was because DEF CON said, you're not allowed. You know, we don't want any mm-hmm. government types here at all. And Black Hat was really the only place that would kind of have them.
Yeah, and that was kind of cool when DEF CON really kicked out the feds this year.
That was impressive.
There's one scene that's worth watching at the Black Hat video where General Alexander is talking about how much oversight he has and how much he has to deal with the courts, and some hacker in the back jumps up and yells, BS!
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, those FISA courts, what have they done? They've denied a couple of dozen things in the last out of the tens of thousands of requests, at least a couple of dozen have been denied.
Yeah. He made one of the hackers, you know, kind of yelled to him, saying, you know, this is unconstitutional, what you're doing. And then, you know, he said, you should read the Constitution. And then Alexander said something to the effect of, I have read the Constitution, you should too.
That's why I don't like the constitutional argument, is because
anyone can read it, they interpret
it differently.
Yeah.
And honestly, their interpretation's correct.
Sure, just like a holy book.
The Supreme Court, you know, interprets, they have appellate jurisdiction, and they decide, and whatever five of the nine people in black muumuus in Washington, D.C. says the Constitution says, it could say the sky is green, and they say it's chartreuse, and or you know, purple, or whatever. Like, it's all just a bunch of made-up stuff.
And they don't follow it anyway.
No, they don't. And I was really annoyed, actually, by how he ended the speech. If I remember this correctly, he effectively said that if you don't agree, it's like, you know, because he's doing a pitch. He wants these people, these IT guys. At Black Hat, it's more of a White Hat conference. You know,
Okay, hold on a sec. For people who don't know, what is White Hat and Black Hat?
What does
that mean?
White Hat means that you're quote-unquote the good guys. You're a security professional that tests the vulnerabilities for a website or a service or a network to see if it's, to see if it's secure. And then they tell you know, the company that, hey, there's a problem. Black hats are the kind of people that,
try to exploit the vulnerability.
Yeah, they use it supposedly for their own purposes.
And then there's kind of gray hats,
there's
too.
A gray hat, yeah, that's kind of chaotic neutral, I guess you could say.
Right. And that's what's at DEF CON, and the black hats don't actually come all in one place because they'd arrest them all.
Right, exactly. And so, I mean, those labels get tossed around, and they're really meaningless because a lot of what the black hats are doing are actually, they're the real heroes of society, in my opinion. But anyway, Alexander made the comment that, you know, if you should come work for us. He's saying that to all these people there. And he said, and if you disagree with us, you need to come work for us all the more. And I thought that was so disturbing.
Change the system from within.
We will arrest your butt if you do anything stupid.
Yeah, exactly. It was just asinine for him to say. I could not believe it.
Well, the only thing that gives me hope there is like, okay, these are a lot of intelligent people with probably a big liberty streak running through them.
Maybe.
So Are they going to buy that? I mean, somebody was in the back saying, this is BS. I mean, so I have to think that at least a lot of people were thinking that. It was just that one guy was saying it. What do you think, Andy?
I kind of agree with that. I think hackers definitely have a certain civil libertarian streak to them because of the whole idea, the ethos of information wants to be free and that,
right.
You know, no secrets, that sort of thing. And that hacker actually when General Alexander responded to him, says, oh, it's no BS. You know, we got all these FISA courts to oversee us. And the guy yells back, yeah, but we don't trust you.
Yeah.
Well, I don't trust the FISA courts.
Yeah. Exactly. And, the last thing is the scariest part of Alexander's speech at the Black Hat was he talked about sharing the data with the FBI. Now, General Alexander is a military commander. And not only is he head of the NSA, he's also head of the U.S. Cyber Command, which is a division of the Army. And this is the military giving information to a civilian law enforcement body. That's just a very scary thing. That's actually it sort of borders on using troops against American citizens.
So is there anything that says that they're not supposed to do that?
I doubt it, but
It looks bad. I can see what you're saying. It's like almost like turning the troops with posse comitatus,
yeah,
right, or
it's
whatever.
It's supposed to be the other way around. Like the FBI would be the civilian organization, and the military is supposed to answer to the civilians. But instead, in this case, the NSA is calling all the shots with any of these civilian organizations within the government, like the FBI. And so it is definitely the antithesis of the stated, what was the Military Act of 19... I don't remember. Anyway.
I think that everybody always thought that the CIA is supposed to be outside of the national boundaries. But no one ever... I don't think I've ever heard that the NSA actually had that mandate.
Right.
Like, we are no such agency. We do what we want because we do not exist. Like, that's what their mandate is. Whatever we want.
Well, the amount of power they have is very scary. I think to a lot of people. I'm glad they're being challenged by these hackers.
Agreed.
Yeah, it's crazy. And just something I want to bring up. They're constantly saying how it's under all international security and we have to be secure, you know. But the NSA uses its own internet. CipherNet, RipperNet, you know, there's all these different ones that they have. It's all their own. No one's getting on those. I mean, like, practically no one. And so what's this national security business that they're talking about, saying that we got to defend the Internet when they're not using it themselves and all the supposed secrets that are so damned important?
We got to defend it from the cat pictures and stuff, right?
Yeah, I guess that's what it is.
Yeah, Andy, thanks for calling in tonight. I appreciate your thoughts on this. And Brian, by the way, you have your own technology podcast, so you are knowledgeable about
hacking. That's right. It's Sovryn Tech, and that's at sovryntech.com, and we talk about this kind of stuff all the time.
All the time. All right. Well, there's more coming up here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. How would you react if you were in the same room with the head of the NSA? Let us know. 855-450-FREE.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called MicroPlant Powder Gold. MicroPlant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make MicroPlant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, They're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Flex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition. With you tonight, it's Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
You can call us at 855-450-FREE. We're talking about all kinds of things tonight, but luckily it's a show where you can bring up anything that's on your mind. So if you've got a burning question, a burning desire, or just, you know, maybe a news story you want to talk about with us or an abstract thought, anything goes. Call us, 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
I love hearing about burning desires.
We haven't had one in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I do enjoy those, time. So call in.
All right. And let's go to the phones, actually, and talk with Ryan listening in Atlanta. Hey, Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Oh, I decided to check in with the TV Bear Dudes on...
Can you, Ryan, could you just talk right into your phone? It's your kind of audio is going in and out.
Oh, yeah, I decided to check in with TV hairdos on CNN and MSNBC today, and I found it really interesting how they're framing different stories. Like the NSA, like there's the only debate you can have is whether there should be oversight or not have any oversight. Like that
right.
was the whole. But the other thing that was interesting was the Syrian war coverage, like the, how the narrative has changed since Assad is inviting the UN to come in and investigate. They're not so sure that now that Assad was responsible. Like they before, it was just like, oh, he used chemical weapons, and now they're kind of backing off because last time the UN went in there, they've actually found out that it was likely the rebels used the sarin gas. So it's just kind of weird and. I don't know. I just have nothing but, like, utter contempt for the press. Like, I can actually kind of empathize more with, like, oligarchs and politicians, but when it comes to those people, I just have no, like, love whatsoever. Like, they're just a bunch of strumpets.
Why do you think they do it? If the press just parrots what the politicians tell them to parrot, this is what the hardest thing that I have to deal with, to sort of understand, is why do they do it?
Well, you know, maybe I should just look at it like they're just bureaucrats. They're just government employees.
I think it's getting to that point where they pretty much are like an arm of the state.
But they really aren't. I mean, they make money off of advertising. They work for a media company. I mean, there's certainly
true,
some level of consolidation.
But it all kind of goes through the... I mean, so their advertisers are totally beholden to the state. They, as journalists, are beholden to the state. If they want to get political news, they have to be very kind to the politicians. And... yeah, I would say that it's almost to the point where they are kind of an arm of the state. But luckily there are independent journalists, you know. Glenn Greenwald is a great example. I mean, he wouldn't have leaked that story if he...
But he works for The Guardian, which is a big newspaper in Great Britain.
Yeah.
And if you listen to the conspiracy theorists, the Queen still runs everything. I don't know.
Well, what about the bloggers? Like, the Queen doesn't run the blogs, you know?
But you're talking about Glenn Greenwald. I'm just wondering, how can Glenn Greenwald survive in a world, you know, working for a very big newspaper?
Well, I wonder that, too. And obviously, he's had some problems with his partner being detained and everything at the airport. So, I don't know, Ryan. Do you sort of view all journalists equally, or is it just like U.S.-based ones and the mainstream media?
You know, like, I'm not saying, like, they're all bad, they're all in the dope, but, like, there's some of them just, like, you know, they remind me of, like, the Tracy Flick character in that movie, The Election, you know, like, they were the people that had, like, their hands way up, and they just did, like, they just had all their motives are all ulterior, and you could just tell, like, that is, like, why they're there. They're there for the prestige, and like you said, the access, and, like, so they can go and party at the press correspondents' dinner and, you know, hobnob with. But I think there are good journalists in the mainstream. I look at, like, Michael Hastings. He was in the mainstream for the most part.
Was.
Yeah, is the key word.
Yeah, I can see what you mean. There's not an awful lot of authenticity there. Right?
Sure, but, I mean, with Hastings, that raises the question, is that why they parrot? You know,
because they're scared of getting killed off.
Yeah, because, you know, they're scared that they're going to get run into a tree and their engine flies 60 feet away, which, how did that happen? But anyway.
These same journalists will go to war zones where they can get themselves blown into little pieces, and sometimes they do. I tend to think they're not physically cowards. I tend to think that, you know, that their jobs can be at stake at times. I've seen that with friends of mine in talk radio, is that basically, look, you gotta, you know, their bosses come and say, you gotta lay off on the politicians.
Right.
These people have businesses. There's advertising dollars that are in place. We need to have this stuff. And you can see the pressure that way. And, you know, other times I just see that they're so overworked and they're not taught real journalism, the taking a press release. I've heard journalists say that taking a press release and putting out as news, that is news. And it's kind of news, but, I mean, there needs to be, the idea of news is to have an opposing side. Like, you'll oppose the side any other time when somebody who's a non-politician says something, but when a political agency releases some kind of PR press release, that's just not news. You know, there's no rebuttal to that, I should say.
They kind of pretend like that there's a post, like they have false dichotomies where they're like, oh, this guy's on this side, but like they trot out Michael Hayden all the time with the NSA stories, but he makes a lot of money off the national security state, so I don't qualify. But like Glenn Greenwald was in an interview recently, I think it was on Piers Morgan, but he was on with another guy from the New York Times and Jeffrey Toobin. And you could tell the New York Times guy was getting energized by Glenn Greenwald, and he was, like, standing up for himself and, you know, really kind of bringing the journalist out of himself. So maybe more and more journalists that become more brave will kind of spread. And because I do think there's probably some good journalists. They're just, you know, they got family to feed.
Well, you know, another interesting point is you see these, I forget what they call them exactly, where, you know, a news story comes out, and you can actually compile like 100 different newscasters and anchor people, and they're all saying the exact same lines. Like, I mean, what about doesn't like shock you and go, wait a minute?
You're talking about, there was Conan O'Brien.
Well, that's one
case. Together, right?
Like, right. Where he was going to have a gay marriage, you know, in New York or wherever, and everybody said the exact same line, saying, "Talk about pushing the envelope."
Yeah, okay. And it was all these just local newscasts, like, around the country, and he took, like, 20 clips, put them together, and they all had the same line.
Yeah, how's that happen?
Right, or there was the one where dogs were supposedly going to start using Facebook, and so everybody said the same line.
Is it time for dogs
social
to
media
have their own?
Gone to the dogs, you know, and that's a clever line, but thousands of newscasters shouldn't be saying the same freaking thing.
Yeah, it makes you think, like, well, who's...
AP does put out news for everybody to sort of adopt, and maybe there's some sort of internal AP like this where, oh, yeah, that's a clever joke. We'll do that.
Yeah, maybe, but I'm just trying to
give the best.
The
best look at this, and it doesn't look good.
No. I mean, that's the thing, is that you can't help but look at that and go, whoa, you know, is there some kind of, like, central, you know, information pusher or something? I don't know, but it is.
It's awful,
it's
weird.
Yeah, it's creepy.
Yeah. You know, Ryan, I'd like to make a suggestion, I guess. There's something that we've talked about on Free Talk Live in the past, which is basically the idea that, like, watching the news and paying a lot of attention to the news doesn't make people happy. Like, a lot of people do it. What's that?
I normally don't. I just kind of, like, decided to check in. I was having kind of a lazy day, and I was like, I just wanted to check in. I think it does help because I get frustrated sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking to people that watch the news. I'm like, where are you getting your stuff from? You know, but I watched it today, and it was kind of a good experience because I was like, oh.
So you tuned in, and it reminded you why you usually don't watch it. Is that what happened?
Yeah, but I like to check in every once in a while and just kind of, it's kind of like a good exercise to, to your logic and your, you know, and your critical thinking skills, I guess. But, like, yeah. I just like to, you know, but I would never watch it on a daily basis. I read most of my news.
There you go. I got you, man. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate your thoughts. And this is Free Talk Live. You can call us at 855-450-FREE. Yeah, you know, that article that we read a little while ago about don't watch the news, it doesn't make you happy. That was a favorite of mine, and I would recommend that to anybody out there who's interested.
But you have to watch the news. It's your job to watch the news.
But I don't. I mean, I
you bring in stories every week.
Right. So I hear about those through social media or
freetalklive.com.
Yeah, or freetalklive.com. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, if something is interesting, it'll pop up on my radar. I don't exactly go and seek it out and, like, stress about what did this politician do today, you know. That's the thing I think that doesn't make people happy.
Well, I think it's the 24/7 like kind of exposure, and it's so you have to think about that somehow CNN 20, 30 years ago had to figure out how can we make people watch how can we make the news interesting all the time.
Yeah,
and they had to figure out a way to do that because there wasn't
that
much news.
It wasn't on all the time, right? It was just the evening news.
Well, there was CNN headline news, which came on, and it was basically in a half an hour. You got is all you had to do just watch us for a half an hour, and then you get the news.
And they just blasted all day. All right. Well, 855-450-FREE is our number here on Free Talk Live Sunday edition. Do you watch the news? Would you like to stop?
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges start a conversation with your neighbor or your doctor or your family or your school. Now there's teachers and lawyers and business executives, and they all wear shiny badges and they all reject the fake. Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges show the world that you reject coercion and aggression and oppression by the state. Shinybadges.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.